Himmelradioen har vært i drift noen år nå. Og gjennom disse årene har vi opparbeidet oss et lite arkiv av flotte intervjuer med spennende mennesker. En del av disse samtalene kommer du til å få nå her på podcast.
The story of the Bible, because the story of the Bible, we decide to draw the story of the Bible in the wall of the
center.
In a special way. So I pray and I ask, I find an artist, her name is Patricia, and she's working with me already 6 years, and we continue today to continue the Bible. So it starts with Genesis and in the end of Revelation, and it's a great opportunity when the Israeli coming. He don't know what's going on here, but he's looking inside and then ask question. Why Jews and Gentiles bury together? And then I'm just telling the history of the people and also the history of the cemetery. And then he's going around, looking around and very curious. See, Kasha, please welcome. Bakasha. You see, the gate is open and suddenly the Israeli come and ask, want to know what's going on here, you know? So it's like a magnet, it's like a net.
A net, yes.
Yes, it's like net, you know? So when, especially in Shabbat, the many Israeli going around and curious. So nowadays the Israeli, you see it, curious to know what's going on, you see.
It's beautiful paintings.
Yeah. So let's going around and then slowly looking. this is the children grave. All of this is a children grave. Dying 100 years ago. And we have a baby a few days ago, we have a baby. So a baby dying. And this we open the grave now for bury more special children in this area. The last few days ago we bury somebody there. A baby. Now you see we have also Jews. We have Messianic Jews and Gentiles. See, grave of Jews and Gentiles. And then we have a grave of Derek Prince here. This is a grave of Derek Prince. He was a man of full of Holy Spirit, full of the Elyon, and Elyon, yeah. And he's God used him to upside down the church. Many church repent and many church understand why he need to come into Israel and to be blessed the Jewish people. And also there was revival, very big revival from Derek Prince, because he was spoken in a different country. And he also went to Norway, he went to Kenya, he was Africa, and he was in New Zealand, and he was in Germany, it was all around the world. I used to work for him I was the student of him, and I also work for him. Now look, today I'm still working for him today.
Yes.
And I'm establish his book. I'm also tell the story of many group coming, and many believer coming, and knocking my doors and ask me to see the prince. He also his wife here. And this great opportunity to share the good news. You see, it's reading news. What is reading in the tombstone? Mm-hmm. I'm gone home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. And Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Himmelradioen har tatt en tur til Israel. Det november 2015. Og vi befinner oss i Jerusalem i en spesiell kirkegård, a cemetery. Vi står sammen med Meir. I don't know both your name. You was
Meir Aroni.
Yeah, Meir Aroni.
Yes.
And you are the keeper of this cemetery. How did you end up here?
God spoke to me.
You talked to me.
Yeah, God spoke to me. 11 years ago.
For 11 år siden.
I was in a mission to a different country.
Han var I forskjellige land med mission.
The Lord came in and said, I have a special job for you.
Yes.
In Israel.
So and the Lord told you?
Yes,
that
the
he
Lord
has a special
told
job.
Me to come here,
yes,
and to ask the Alliance Church if I can also take care of the cemetery.
Så hans jobb nå å ta seg av kirkegården. This is a cemetery where there is Jews and Christians.
Jews and Gentiles, yes.
Gentiles.
Yes.
Why in the same area? Why?
Why? Because this is belong to the Align Church.
Dette tilhører Align Kirken.
And the Align Church give service.
De yter service.
To bury the believer
de troende,
in the cemetery.
I kirkegården. Akkurat. You have been an evangelist. Du har vært en evangelist,
yes,
in many years.
Yes, many years.
So you have traveled around the world, you told us.
Yes.
And now you are serving the Lord here.
Yes. But I'm also open to going different country, yeah, only if the Lord tell me to go.
Yeah, han også åpen for å reise til land hvis Herren sier det. Thank you. We had listened to your speech here, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Grenland Kristne Senter og Himmelradioen. Likte du det du hørte? Ta gjerne kontakt med oss. Du finner oss på nettet, eller kom innom på et av våre møter.